This reading is from the book Unfrozen by Lady Ady. The chapter is Fear is Not Your Enemy, and the extract title, The Freezing Fear of the Lord, read by Diane Maltby.
It is easy to mistake fear of the Lord for other fear responses, but they couldn't be more opposite. Daniel, best remembered for his time 30 days in the lion's den, Daniel 6, 1-28, was a man given visions of God. In these visions, he describes how he felt before and after he experienced the fear of the Lord. Daniel said he was without strength, looked deathly pale, fell to the floor and felt helpless. After he had received a vision, he was restored and strengthened. Daniel had confidence and certainty in the Lord, knowing his fear of the Lord would be a good experience and that he would not be hurt, but would gain by seeing a vision. Contrast this with the response of Daniel's companions when God wanted to speak to them. Their fear default was flight. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. Those who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. And that's Daniel 10, verse 8. Fear of the Lord may come with accompanying trembling and being struck dumb, but is not to be confused with the undermining of your confidence and self-esteem depicted in fight, flight, or freeze scenarios. The fear of the Lord is different, as it involves communicating with God. You know this because when God appears, or when you appear before God at the final reckoning, his presence is unmistakable and tangible. Fear of the Lord works on the oxytocin rather than adrenaline approach. Your fear encounter is now one of reverence, calm, and peace. Defenses are lowered as God comes in to commune with you. This fear encourages trust and curiosity, giving you freedom to enjoy being with him. The freeing fear of the Lord. It is time to add an additional F to the flight, fight, and freeze responses. It is F for free. God sets us free. He is freeing, delivering you away from life's discouragements. You now have another choice when fear comes upon you, a freeing response. His freeing action towards fear provokes his favour. The next time you feel fearful, can you capture the fear, replacing it with the certainty of God's loving response, incorporating your understanding of free rather than hitting the primitive, terrorizing fear button? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is one where God turns fear on its head. Fear is the prelude to loving and longing for God and receiving his favor. You have to follow your passion for our mysterious God to receive your freedom. Did you know it is one of the few asks that God has of you? A commandment for you and me to fear him. What does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12.